Tolerating Evil, Judges 19:21-27.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
So he brought him into his house and gave the donkeys fodder. Then they washed their feet and ate and drank. As they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain base fellows, surrounded the house, beating at the door, and they spoke to the master of the house, the old man, saying, "Bring out the man who came into your house that we can have sex with him." The man, the master of the house, went out to them and said to them, "No, my brothers, please don't act so wickedly. Since this man has come into my house, don't do this folly. Behold, here is my virgin daughter and his concubine. I will bring them out now. Humble them and do with them what seems good to you, but to this man don't do any such folly." But the men wouldn't listen to him. So the man laid hold of his concubine and brought her out to them, and they had sex with her and abused her all night until the morning. When the day began to dawn, they let her go. Then the woman came in the dawn of the day and fell down at the door of the man's house where her lord was, until it was light. Her lord rose up in the morning and opened the doors of the house and went out to go his way. And behold, the woman, his concubine, had fallen down at the door of the house with her hands on the threshold. It's pretty obvious after reading this story that Israel was messed up. It's a nearly identical story to the one of Sodom back in Genesis, only worse. In that case, God struck the men of Sodom with blindness so that they didn't hurt anyone. In this case, the nice old man fed the Levite's wife to the perverts, and for some reason, the Levite didn't stop it. It appears that their minds had become perverse too. What should they have done? I suggest that they should have taken the nearest weapon-like object and started beating these guys in the name of God. This is what ultimately happens when a person has too much tolerance. Notice that even rape became practical. I say this to shame my culture because it has become drunk on the concept of tolerance. This kind of tolerance is a sign of a lack of willingness to deal with a moral problem. These men demanded to rape the Levite and ended up killing his wife. Tolerance is fine when it has to do with things that don't violate God's laws, but when they do, tolerance actually is a chance to harm and kill the innocent. There's nothing to like about this part of history, except that evil had become so dominant in this tolerant environment that it finally awakened moral resolve in the heart of a man, as we shall see. It's hard to imagine that this situation could get any more horrible, but it does.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.